They say already, Philip is a great general, but Alexander is simply great.
25 centuries ago, the Macedonian warrior king Alexander led his army to conquer lands and peoples stretching from the Mediterranean across the Middle East to South Asia, what European historians later called the known world.
Some of you, perhaps myself, will not live to see the sun set over these mountains today. But I say to you, what every warrior has known since the beginning of time, conquer your fear, and I promise you, you'll conquer death. Choose me with us!
The bold battlefield commander and visionary monarch at 25 was only 32 when he died amid intrigues that would splinter his empire. Colin Farrell says his research into the history and the intricately detailed script by Oliver Stone helped him create not a superhero, but a very human character who understood fear.
Alexander was a mortal man, whether he at times perceived himself or was told that he was the son of Zeus and that he was godlike in his existence. At the end of the day, you cut him and he bled, you betrayed him and you broke his heart. And these were things that he feared. He didn't fear his own mortality. He certainly didn't fear death. If anything, he raced towards it, you know, with a head of steam. But he did fear betrayal. He feared that he would never find love. He feared lack of trust in his life. He feared being alone. He feared not having a son, an heir to the throne. He feared failure. He feared all these things. And all these things drove him on with the passion and the gusto that he had to achieve what he achieved in life.
You behave so shamelessly in public.
Because it was meant to be.
This isn't how I wanted to become king.
No one blames you.
They blame me already, behind my back. It's secret.
Slander is not power.
Shame is.
Angelina Jolie co-stars as Olympias, the manipulative mother of Alexander.
I think she is not different than I would be if I lived at that time. She was at a time when women had no rights, when being a mother meant you were the vessel to carry a child, and that's all you were. If Alexander did not become king, they could have been exiled, killed. So I think, you know, she was a survivor at a time that's a very dark time and a very brutal time. So her way of being actually makes sense to me. It's not so crazy. And she couldn't allow her, you know, a modern person could allow their son to just, you know, do what you want to do and do what you love. And if you want, and she kind of, you can't. You have a destiny and you must be strong.
The cast also features Val Kilmer as Philip of Macedon, the father of Alexander. Rosario Dawson plays his fiery Persian bride, Roxana, and Jared Leto is his lifelong friend, Hephaestion. Some protests have been lodged against the film for its clear implication that the two were also lovers. And while historians note that bisexuality was not uncommon in the ancient pre-Christian world, Colin Farrell agrees with the choice not to show their physical relationship.
What you do is you make a choice and you go, what is important to see? And I agree that Hephaestion and Alexander should not have been shown in a sexual situation because the relationship was not anything to do with sexuality. The relationship was built on pure and absolute love and friendship from a very, very young age to their final breaths. And people make such a thing about sex that if they see that it was sexual, then they'll just judge it as that. And we wanted the relationship to be something more beautiful than that, something purer. So although it is hinted at easily, you know, easily hinted at with lines like, stay with me tonight, Hephaestion, you're the one I love, you're the only one I've ever wanted. We didn't want to hit the nail on the head or have people squirming in their seats. We wanted them to be able to appreciate the love between the two men.
Writer and director Oliver Stone says the film does not try to draw parallels to the modern political world. He says the historical facts do that for him.
Alexander's an old, old story. It's 2,500 years old. There's a reason people remember him, primarily because he was not only seen as a military conqueror genius, but as a man of compassion who could weep for his dead soldiers on the battlefield. And the first king known to do so. He was a man who had generosity of vision, who was inclusive in his policies culturally and religiously. So he brought the Greek way to the East. At the same time, he incorporated the Eastern way of life into the Greek way. There was a beauty to his concept. You know, you could say that he was the last Greek, and after him came the Romans. The Romans used his idea of empire. The Greeks are the prototypes of the Americans, the prototypes of democratic, and the English culture takes a lot from the Greeks.
I've seen the future of Hephaestion. I've seen it now a thousand times on a thousand faces. These people want need change to free the people of the world. Such would be beyond the glory of Achilles.
Alexander was shot in locations from Morocco to Thailand. English historian and noted Alexander expert Robin Lane Fox served as technical advisor, and the musical score is by Oscar-winning Greek-born composer Vangelis. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.